Hi, my name is Mohammed Balu. I'm a embedded software consultant out in New York City. My company is MATLAB Embedded Solutions, and this is my talk, essentially kind of a follow-up to last year's talk, and we'll go over what that means in a little bit. So this is just about me. Like I said, I'm an embedded software consultant in New York City, in America. Mostly do design work focused on medical devices, scientific instruments, a LiDAR project that I've been working on recently that involves FPGAs, and also like this past year worked on writing embedded software implementing Zephyr on a custom ASIC that also had a RISC-V core on it. Obviously my experience and expertise is in Zephyr, embedded Linux, and also some GUI-based applications that are based on Qt. You can sign up for my newsletter. I host a number of webinars and workshops throughout the year. This year, going to go into some more training events surrounding embedded Linux, Yocto, and Zephyr. So this is a quick rundown of the agenda for today. We're going to just go over some background. We're going to briefly go under the hood. And part of, I just wanted to set the stage for this talk. Because of my vicinity to FPGA engineers, like I pretend to be an FPGA engineer, so I like to do things that are with it, that are at the nexus of FPGA development and embedded software engineers, but what you'll see is that eventually I stumble and I need help. And so part of the motivation behind this talk is to reach out to hopefully the right community and get help. And we'll see where that goes. So under the hood, the plan, what I had envisioned when working on this project, how it went, it didn't go well, and what are the next steps, right? So understanding how to debug, essentially teaching an embedded software engineer, like how do you debug FPGA code using open source tools? So like I said, some background. Last year, I gave the precursor to this talk, which was essentially using an open source RISC-V 32 implementation on an FPGA. It was based on a really Lattice ICE25 PK like FPGA, really inexpensive, so you know, didn't have to spend too much money getting the board. I was able to load Hello World from Zephyr onto the FPGA, and you know, the exciting thing was it worked to a certain degree out of the box. I used not open source tools. I used a vendor like Lattice Tools, which you know was fine for the moment. Was fine for the time. So the obvious next step, if you look at last year's presentation, was I wanted to kind of investigate the CFU, because the cool thing about the new RV32 project is that it has the function, like it's easy for me as not an FPGA engineer to enable CFU support, and they have software examples on how to actually exercise it. They have their example code actually demonstrates the performance metrics. It has a small function that you can execute to understand what the performance difference is between a simple kind of custom function unit implementation in hardware versus the equivalent implementation in software.